Today we read from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 13, Text Number 11, and this chapter is entitled Raghunath Converses with Yadbharat, King Raghunath. Kvachit cha sita tapa Vata Varsha Kvachitcha Sita Tapa Vata Varsha. Pratikriyam Kartum Anisa Aste. Pratikriyam Kartum Anisa Aste. Kvachin mito vipanam yach cha kinchit. Kvachin mito vipanam yach cha kinchit. Vidvesham richati uta vita satyat. Vidveshaṁ ricchatyuta vita satyat. Kvachitcha sitata pavata varsha. Pratikriyam kartu manishaste. Vachin mito vipanam yachcha kinchit. Vidvesham richatyuta vita satyat. Kvachitcha sitata pavata varsha. Pratikriyam kartu manishaste. Kvachin mito vipanam yachcha kinchit. Vidvesham richatyuta vita satyat. Kvachit cha sitata pavata varsha. Pratikriyam kartu manishaste. Kvachin mito vipanam yachcha kinchit. Vidvesham richat yuta vita satyat. Kvachitcha sitata pavata varsha. Pratikriyam kartu manishaste. Kvachin mito vipanam yachcha kinchit. Vidvesham richatyuta vita satyat. Kvachit sashitata pavata varsha. Pratikriyam kartu manishaste. Kvachin mito vipananam yachit. Vidvesham richatyuta vita satyat. Kvachitcha sitata pavata varsha. Pratikriyam kartu manishaste. Kvácinmito vipanam yatya kinscit. Vidvesham richyat yuta vitta satyat. Ladies. Kvacit chasi tata pavata varsha. Pratikriyam kartu manishaste. Kvacin mito vipanam yatya kinscit. Vidvesham richyat yuta vita satyat. Kvacit, sometimes, cha, also, sita atapa vata varsha, of freezing cold, scorching heat, strong wind, and excessive rainfall. Pratikriyam. Counteracting. Kartum. To do. Anisa. Being unable. Aste. Remains. In misery. Kvacit. Sometimes. Mita. One another. Vipanan. Selling. Yatcha, whatever, kinchit, a little bit, vidveshan, mutual enmity, richati, obtain, uta, it is also said, vita satyat, because of cheating one another. Purely for money. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sometimes the living entity is busy counteracting the natural disturbances of freezing cold, scorching heat, strong wind, excessive rainfall, and so forth. When he is unable to do so, he becomes very unhappy. Sometimes he is cheated in business transactions, one after another. In this way, by cheating, living entities create enmity amongst themselves. Maybe you could repeat. Sometimes the living entity is busy counteracting the natural disturbances of freezing cold, scorching heat, strong wind, excessive rainfall, and so forth. When he is unable to do so, he becomes very unhappy. Sometimes he is cheated in business transactions, one after another. In this way, by cheating, living entities create enmity among themselves. This is an example of the struggle for existence, the attempt to counteract the onslaught of material nature. This creates enmity in society. And consequently, society is filled with envious people. One person is envious of another, and this is the way of the material world. The Krishna Conscious Movement aims at creating an atmosphere of non-envy. Of course, it is not possible for everyone to become Krishna Conscious, but the Krishna Conscious Movement can create an exemplary society wherein there is no envy. Namam Vishnu Padai Vanchaga Padruptashtya Kripa Sindhupya Evashtya Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pashtaya Bhutale Srimada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pratyarine Nivisheshuni Vari Pashtatya Disatarine Om Gyanati Marandasya Grandhyana Salakaya Chakchunugnatam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Rup Shri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Shri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasaraganath Satko Swami Ki Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shri Vas Adi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Shri Nishinga Jai Nishinga Jai Jai Narasinga Deva Praradesa Jai Patma Mukha Patma Bringam Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namaste Jaste Jaseera Veera Veera Bhava Bradyanaka Bradya Damstar Kanamashyam Randhya Randhya Tamo Grasa Grasa Om Swaha Abhyama Abhyama Tnani Bhuya Shishta Om Ksram Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So this, we're very honored to be invited to give the class today. I was asked by Manohar Prabhu. So actually, I should feel like Maharaj should give class. And I should listen. I prefer that, but because it is written on the schedule, so I have to also follow the authorities. I feel a bit like, I was thinking, like, of course I'm not John the Baptist, but when John the Baptist was visited by Jesus Christ to be baptized, and he felt also a little awkward, from I am not even worthy of losing his shoes, so now I have to baptize you. And he said, yeah, nothing to do about it, it is predicted, so it has to be done. So, and he surrendered, so I'm sitting here, but actually I prefer that you would give class. So I will try to say something. I was thinking in this matter about the story of the Kumaras. Because the Kumaras, they are in one sense an example of when somebody is not enough conscious that there can be great problems be arisen. Because the Kumaras, they are the sons of Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma, he specially had meant to create them so that they could be Prajapatis and fill the universe up with other living entities. So, but they were too much conscious, because they're the sons of a very highly elevated soul. So they also were very highly elevated, and they could understand that if you go into this business of being a Prajapati and getting into this family life, so we will get entangled with the material world. So, and also this, like Sukadev Goswami in the womb, he also doesn't want to get entangled in the material world. So therefore, the Kumaras, they said to themselves, so let me keep our bodies like till the age of 5 years. And so that actually we not get this material desires for sexual gratification. So we can stay aloof from all this business and meditate on a higher goal of life. So, but as I had heard, once the Kumaras, they smell the tulasi leaf which was offered to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, and they were so much getting in bliss and so much attracted to it that they made the plan to visit Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha. So they make their way to Vaikuntha, and when they came to the gate of Vaikuntha, then they found there in front of the gate two gatekeepers, Jai and Vijay. And so they wanted to get in, and then the gatekeepers, they put their lances like crosswords from Ho, who are you to just enter into Vaikuntha? And said, well, we are the four sons of Lord Brahma and we want to visit Lord Vishnu. So, and the gatekeeper said, you are laughing at each other, said, but you are just small babies. You are just grown out of the diapers. Yeah, so how you dare to enter here into Vaikuntha, actually, you go back to the mature world and still first grow up, and then maybe afterwards performing some austerities and tapasya, then you can enter into Vaikuntha and visit Lord Vishnu. So then the Kumaras, because they are also children, children say they are very quickly angry and very quickly also pleased. Yeah? And Prabhupada said also in his book, if you chastise them, after 5 minutes they are forgotten. You know, they're very much, the mind is very much flickering. So they became very angry. And they said, you two gatekeepers, actually, you are not qualified to stand here in front of Vaikuntha. This is a spiritual world. And we wanted to visit Lord Vishnu, who is the supreme spiritual personality. And you are trying to stop us from entering. Actually, you are a materialist, yeah, because you are ordeal us in our external manifestation. So you are a materialist. You should not. You are not worthy to be here in on this place. So and therefore, they say that you should actually go to the mature world. We curse you because you are unfit to be here. So and by that way, Lord Vishnu, of course, he is all pervasive. So he understood what had happened, and it was also according to his plan for his lila. So he went to that place there. I see. Radha Gopinatha Lit Visakha Devi's Ki Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ki Sisi Konditai Ki Jai. So Lord Vishnu went to that place where all these things were happening, and he was, of course, he knew, but asking what is going on. And then Jayavita told the story to Lord Vishnu, actually, we made some mistake. We didn't know that these are great sadhus, so we didn't allow entrance into that they visit you. So they have curses now, that we have to take birth in the mature world. So Lord Vishnu said, yeah, what to do, huh? I said, this is Brahman, so I want to keep the word truth of a Brahman. And so, I have to follow, I have to surrender to their will. So, but I can do something. He said, either you go for 3 times as demons or for 7 times as my devotees. So you can make that choice. That's the only thing I can do for you. So Lord Vishnu, of course, he knows the mind of his devotees. Yeah. So he knew that by before that they would choose for this 3 times as a demon. See, but he gave them the feeling that it is your choice. And that because he is a great psychologue, yeah, so he knew the workings of the mind of the living entity. He knew that they are so much devoted to him, so that they choose to be 3 times choosing as a demon, yeah, so that they be quickly back to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this they chose, let us go 3 times as demons, so that we can take up as quickly as possible our service again, so that you are not being inconvenient by our absence. So Lord Vishnu said, okay. But in the meantime, the Kumaras, they were also observing the dealings between Lord Vishnu and his gatekeepers. And at a certain moment, actually, they got some enlightenment and they felt really awkward. Yeah. So here we go to visit the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we have not even seen him. And we put him into difficulty by cursing his gatekeepers. So what stupid we are that we did this. It's very stupid. We forgot completely the spiritual connection. That these are not just ordinary persons who are standing in front of the door here, but they are the personal gatekeepers of Lord Vishnu. So they are very highly qualified souls. Because nobody can become a gatekeeper in Vaikuntha unless he's like a very highly qualified. So then they understood that we made the same mistake. They made a mistake to didn't allow us to enter into Vaikuntha, but we made a mistake to curse them to go to the material world, and now Lord Vishnu is inconvenient by having no gatekeepers. So they really feel very bad. And this is this they did due to ignorance. Yeah. So because they didn't completely understand the relationship between the gatekeepers and Lord Vishnu. So these things happen because of forgetfulness and because of ignorance. That we deal in a wrong way with other living entities. So this is the point that I want to make, is that that the living entities in the mature world, they don't understand the position of the other living entities. They can do all kinds of harm to other living entities. Because we not understand who the other person is. So Krishna has, like last time I said it also in the lecture, that that every one of us is from an aristocratic background. Yeah. Sometimes I say that also to the people, that actually, did you know that you are from an aristocratic background? And they look surprised. Oh no, I didn't know that. I said, yes. Actually, because actually the son of a king is for sure an aristocrat. Yeah, he's a prince. And so, if you understand that you are the son of the son of, if you are the son of the king of all the kings. So you are, Krishna is the king of all kings. He is the supreme aristocrat. So Krishna says, Aham Bidya Pratapita. I am the seed-giving father of all living entities. So we all sons and daughters of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we all like princes and princesses. And we all from aristocracy. And so if we realize this, if we realize that connection, that if you see not only Bhakta so-and-so of Prabhu so-and-so, but you see that behind him is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he is the son or the daughter of God, then it becomes very difficult to be envious of that person or to put him in pain or in trouble, because you see the spiritual connection. But because of this forgetfulness, of the position of the living entity, so we can do others, or in the material Prabhupada said, people can do each other so much harm by envying and by cheating them, by giving them pain. And this is due to this forgetfulness of the status of the living entity of the soul, that he is the son of God. And because of this, he get also very much in trouble in the mature world because of this forgetfulness. And Lord Jesus Christ, he had a nice story about the lost son. So in one sense, we are all lost aristocracy. We are fallen. They say that sometimes when aristocracy become the greater, they say it is fallen aristocracy. And so all living entities in the mature world more or less are fallen aristocracy. And when we pick up that position and not only realize it for ourselves but also in our behavior towards others, so then we get the culture of the Aryans, the people who know the higher values in life. And the word Aryan is the word Aryer or noble, and the word aristocrat is also in there. And so it means the same thing. And the noble people, the people who know the higher values of life. And so if we become conscious and we become aware that the position of other living entities, wherever they were, even the smallest ant, or the creepers, or the big elephant, or whatever, the cows especially, and so they are all parts of God. And if we treat them with respect, and then Krishna is very pleased. Krishna said that I am eagerly exposed to any living entity. What is this verse, Maharaj? That I am...
Yo
That if one knows the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he knows living entity, and Krishna, he is equal to all the living entities, so then we can be very much respectful to all of them. And then that is the most safe way to live. By this remembrance, by this knowledge, when we have this knowledge, and we don't forget it when we have another living entity in front of us. So it's not an easy way to is the knowledge, the jnana, and then the vijnana, to put it in practice always. Sometimes we commit some mistakes with other living entities. At my home we have a garden, and every time that I go into the garden, then my wife is looking what I'm doing there. Because she is so much aware of all the tiny living entities. So if you just move a pot, a flower vase in your garden, a heavy one, then it's too heavy to move it, then I shovel it on the ground. But underneath, some living entities has taken shelter. Yeah, but I was thinking, you cannot put every leaf and thing like this in order to see that there's somebody underneath. So it is very difficult. In one sense, you have to be like respectful to other living entities. In another sense, you say, you know, if you want to make a garden nice, you cannot stay for 3 weeks in the garden just to take off the grass. It's not practical. So maybe the Maharaj can afterwards give us an answer how to do this in a Krishna conscious way. But my wife is always like looking what I'm doing. I feel always like as soon as I go in the garden, she follows me. And it's a fact, actually, that I become a little bit more conscious of that also. I'm learning also. But Prabhupada said we can either offer our obeisances to a dog. Yeah, of course, if we do this here in the street, and they phone the hospital and they pick you up, so you have to be. Have to be careful to also be practical, yeah? So then you can also respect the animal, yeah, from your heart. That's the same. And so, but this is especially when we live now in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is actually the age of quarrel, yeah, and hypocrisy, and also of disintegration. Yeah? Like we see before, our planet was like one kingdom, yeah? Before King, at the time of King Yudhisthira, and Parikshit was like a world kingdom, but it has disintegrated. So far that even now in Belgium, they're planning, all the time there's in the mind to separate Wallonia from the Flanders. Yeah, that is there. And everywhere in the world you see the splitting up of countries and splitting up of families, and even the splitting up of persons mentally. Schizophrenia is like a upcoming disease that in America they said the psychiatry is overburdened. They have complete villages with people who have like mental disorders. Yeah. So this is Kali Yuga, and Kali Yuga means also darkness, and there's no spiritual enlightenment. So, and because of this, that the unity, yeah, is falling apart. It said when you have a body, and the soul is inside, that the body, Prabhupada said, he can grow. Yeah. So he said, but without the soul, you can see that the body is not growing. And not only that, but when the soul goes out of the body, then the body is disintegrating. It falls apart. So the same thing happens when society becomes spiritually ignorant. They forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They forget the knowledge about the soul, yeah, and about the super soul. That means more or less like the soul goes out of the body. And then you see that everything is disintegrating. So Prabhupada said here also, We should actually create an exemplary movement where there's integration. There is like becoming like a community, a unity, oneness. And by that, people can see even how this, all these people can live together. I even cannot live peacefully with my wife. And these people, they live with 100 in the castle. How they do this? It's like a miracle. And they get not paid. Because of the fact, because people in the business also, they work together. But they get paid for it. So they tolerate each other. Yes, for the payment on the end of the month. But if it was up to them, they would find something else. But they know if I go to another business, I have the same thing. I have to work with all these envious people around me. And so, why to change? I better stay here and tolerate all this envy and this competition and to also try to kick back, you know, to, and so to cheat back. So I keep my position more or less. So this is the atmosphere of Kali Yuga, is disintegration. So this Krishna conscious philosophy is, as I have understood till now, the most complete philosophy on this planet. Because this tells the story of the soul from the beginning till the end. That means complete. It's completely round. The story of Krishna consciousness, philosophy of theology is complete. In the Bhagavatam and in the Vedas it is said that God is one, but in order to expand his enjoyment, he manifests himself into many. So that many are us. We are all these particles which Krishna has manifest in order to have a relationship with, to have a rasa with it. But he wants to have a loving relationship. So love by definition means that there's freedom. Because if there's force, there's slavery, there cannot be love. So that God gives the living entity the freedom to choose either to have a rasa with him or not. So for the ones who have not a rasa with him, want to have a rasa, he created the material world as an alternative. If the living entity want to be self-centered and not want to put God in the center, he don't fits in the spiritual world. So he creates an alternative, like the government, Prabhupada said. He also created an alternative for people who don't want to walk in line with society. That is the jail. So he said the mature world is like a jail, so in which the living entity gets some space to do his own thing, like in the prison, you get like a room of 2x3, and that is your kingdom, and you can do whatever you want without disturbing others. So in the mature world also, the living entity comes into the mature world to exploit this self-centeredness. And I always said, there's only one problem. When you come to this world to exploit this desire for self-gratification, somebody knows what is the problem when you come to this world? That you're not alone. It's not an island with you. There's all millions of other living entities who have the same ID. So, and then you can, by being tortured, like this whole story of the forest of the mature world, you can see by going through all this torture which is happening in this forest, so you had to come for one moment to a point that you get fed up. That he said, "From this is a hellish place." So is there no alternative? And then Krishna is waiting for that moment. That the living entity is looking for an alternative of material life, and then actually he brings him in connection with the parampara, with the spiritual knowledge. So and then his way back home is being arranged over time. But this is the story of the material world. And when the living entity understands his mistake, that it becomes an Huishouden of Jan Steen. How you said it in English? There's a painting of a famous artist, It's called Jan Steen. And he painted an interior of an household. But the children, they throw the pots on the ground, and the dog is eating out of the pots. And sometimes when there's a mess in the household, then the father or the mother said, "This looks like a household of Jan Steen." Household of Jan Steen. So this is like the example. Yeah? So this material world is all that it's such a mess. So the living entity, he can, if he wants, he can go back to the spiritual world. And enjoy the peace of the spiritual world and the happiness in the relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so this is a story, and this is most complete. It gives this theology. But also what happens in this Kali Yuga, although the truth is one, we see that after 5,000 years after Krishna, we see that even on the theological field, there's a big mess. Yeah? It's also disintegration. Everybody has his own philosophy. Everybody has his own idea. And there's no unity. Yeah. So, but by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, and by going to the Srimad Bhagavatam and the other books of him, we can also have this unity and integration on this part. Yeah? And that is what we call interreligious dialogue. So one who is qualified, we have this vision, he can also put his vision on others by having dialogue with others. Yeah. So five, it is said in the Vedas that the Supreme Personality of God comes to the mature world, yada yada hi dharmasya, whenever there's the decline in religion and demonic forces take overhand, so he comes. So in the set, one day of Brahma is 1,000 cycluses of 4 yugas. So once, he comes at every circle, he comes a few times to establish a religion. But only once in that cyclus of 1,000 yugas, he comes himself. And that was 5,000 years ago. Yeah. The Ete Champsha Kalapum Sam Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Your original Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, the source of all incarnations, the Supreme Vishnu, he comes himself to the mature world. And it happened only once in the day of Brahma, in the 28th millennium of the 7th Manu, if I am good. Yeah? So then he comes to the mature world. So it's very rare, because if you calculate, I calculated it, and it is once in the 4,320,000,000 years. The duration of the sun. So, but it is 4,320,000,000 years. Then Krishna comes himself. Because on the other times it is an... Yeah. There's 4,320,000 years times 1,000? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I didn't calculate that much. It's true, yeah. So, so it's quite rare that he comes. so rare is it. So, and 5,000 years ago, that happened. Such a rare thing in time. So he said, why us? Yeah, but every cycle of 1,000 yugas, the people can say this, why us? Yeah, but it happens, it is so. So that Krishna was 5,000 years ago himself here, and he revealed his most intimate lila in his old abode of Golok Vrindavan. And that what's never happened in the other yugas, he revealed at the time. So it's very rare. And after Lord Krishna, they said it was quickly forgotten the value of Krishna's appearance. But after Krishna, different persons came. Like the Alvars had come, The Acharyas had come, Sankaracharya had come, Lord Buddha have come. So all great Acharyas, and there are also other people in other parts of the world who did something. Because there's only one plan. Yeah? And Krishna is ultimately in control. So everything that happens between 5,000 years ago and the coming of Lord Chaitanya, it was all in the same plan. Ultimately, to create a golden age, yeah, for 10,000 years. So it's also to see the unity, and that Lord Buddha had his mission in the same plan. Sankaracharya had his mission in that same plan. Lord Jesus Christ had the mission in the same plan. Yeah, so Lord Chaitanya, he came 500 years ago, and he distributed this love of God, this principle, in the continent of India. And it was predicted, I read once an offering of Jayapataka Maharaj, in which he said that it was predicted Prabhupada's coming, and that he was called the Senapati Bhakta, and he would distribute Krishna consciousness on all the continents where Lord Chaitanya not had come. So this is the unity principle, the integration principle. We should, I know the term, I have it already said. So 9 o'clock, it has to finish. Eh? Oh, okay, sorry. Which time it's finished normally? Okay, then I'm over time. So anyway, this thing I wanted to, this point I wanted to make, the integration principle. So we should also, as devotees, we should have this wholesome vision, yeah? And not see that this is all separate. It is all like one unite plan of the Lord, and we should see, and then we can help others also who are maybe stuck into Buddhism or into impersonal philosophy, that we can understand their position, and then we try to bring them also to this integration, to this unity of this golden age. Yeah. Even Lord Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago, he said, "I have come to bring the kingdom of God on earth." Yeah. So what means the kingdom of God? Means that people again follow the religious principles which being laid down in the Vedas. So then we get the kingdom of God on earth. Okay, I will stop here. So maybe some people have some commentary or questions. Yes. Yeah, he comes, but this is as I have understood, is Vasumaraj can correct me if I tell wrong, but this is called an expansion of Krishna as Vasudev. Yeah, Vasudev, and the father of Krishna is Vasudev. So then he have his lila as Vasudev, but not as Gopal Krishna in Vrindavan, you know. And then he is also like Krishna in Dwarka. Yeah, it's Dwarkadish. Yeah, but he doesn't have this intimate pastimes with, and he's not manifest that on earth. It's only once in the day of Brahma. If else he is worshipped as the Raj from Dwarka, yeah, Dwarkadish. Yeah. Next cycles, you cannot like develop this mood of the gopis, yeah, and of the coward boys and of Nanda Maharaj. So there's only this mood of awe and veneration, which we have to Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu is worshipped as the supreme king in awe and veneration. But when Krishna come, yeah, we are being brought to a more intimate circle. And that is the circle, like of the Goswamis, they are gopis. So they introduce us, Lord Chaitanya, into the most intimate pastimes of the Lord. So, because the other manifestations are all manifestations of the Lord of Vaikuntha, Jagannath, the Paramatma, they manifest as incarnations of Lord Vishnu. And so Lord Dwarkadish is actually Lord Jagannath, the Paramatma who is lying in the milk ocean, the ocean of milk, he is the Lord of the universe. Yeah. So, and 5,000 years ago, Mother Bhumi, she went together with Lord Brahma and all the demigods to the shore of this milk ocean, and they asked for the Lord to appear. So he is the Lord of the universe, and his duty or his function is to maintain religion and to annihilate demonic principles. So he came to the material world, and he appeared to Devaki and Vasudev in the jail in Mathura. But that was like the Vasudev Krishna. But it said that the original Krishna, the Swayam Krishna, he never leaves Vrindavan. So Mathura is outside of the region of Vrindavan. And so, and when Krishna left Vrindavan, it was not the Krishna of the Swayam Krishna who went to Dwarka. It was again this Vishnu avatar of the Lord of the universe. And so he was in Dwarka, and there also he manifested his mood. When he heard about the pastimes of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan, he became completely ecstatic. And then you see these white eyes, of the deities. They all hear Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. They were completely amazed. So that is Lord Jagannath, is Dwarkadish. Is the Lord Jagannath. Jagannath is the Lord of the universe. But only once in a day of Brahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, the Swayam, the Etat Chamsa Kalapum Sam Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam, the origin of all the incarnations. And this is also what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Savasya Parabhava, I'm the source of everything. So only once in a day of Brahma. I taught correctly, Maharaj? I'm not a professor. I'm just a student. Well, that was the point, actually. If you are Krishna conscious, really Krishna conscious, then you can become more tolerant, because if the dog of the king is doing pee-pee against your leg, you don't give him a kick, but maybe an ordinary dog you will do. Yeah, because he's the dog of the king, you think, oh, he has a connection with the king, I cannot do this, You do with your hand, go away. But a normal dog, you may be like, you give him a... So there's a difference. So if you see every living entity as a son of God, therefore Lord Jesus Christ, Prabhupada said, he manifests that compassion and that tolerance. Yeah? And that sometimes the children, they sit on the lap of the father and they hit him. And even till there's pain, but he tolerated. So he shows, actually, he said that Lord Jesus Christ, he predicted that you have to forgive someone 7 times 70. Because in the Old Testament, it was you have to forgive somebody 7 times 7. But Jesus Christ said, yeah, that is okay, but actually you should do 7 times 70 and even more, he said. So that we have to practice in Krishna consciousness. Especially, like I said, in this community, that is not so easy to all the time. And also, I myself also, in our society, I've also did things wrong. And also, I experienced people who did things wrong to me. And sometimes it's very difficult and to not become angry or to revengeful, But then also sometimes you tolerate it and it goes away. And then, so the moment you can forget it, You can forgive somebody, but not forget it. Yeah? And maybe it may even come some time that you even forget that the person has done something wrong to you. And sometimes a person does something wrong to you, but actually it's his mercy. Somebody said yesterday something to me, and in normal circumstances you would say, this is actually, an insult. But I was thinking afterwards, no, it's not an insult, actually. It's actually an encouragement. But it could end into, a conflict. Okay, yeah, thank you very much all. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam Antaraj ki jai, Nitai Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Thank you.